Good morning, folks. We've got China saying global warming is ridiculous and global cooling is imminent and catastrophic. Food shortages, seed shortages, and of course, the USDA's new numbers for U.S. corn production. We're going to talk about it all today. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. First, this study out of China found that winters in northern China have been warming for some time, regardless of human activity, but there's no room for inaction because there is a prospect of a sudden global cooling posing quite a danger. And I want to highlight that they found driving forces behind the climate to include the sun, first and foremost, the atmosphere and its interaction with the oceans. We have detected, quote, no evidence, zero, nada, nothing, no indication whatsoever of human influence on the climate. But we can't relax and do nothing. Actually, nature has a way of causing chaos, panic, famine, and even wars when the global climate system is disrupted. And there are signs that's happening now. They mentioned that the current warm phase could terminate over the next several decades, quote, ushering in a 250-year cool phase, which might potentially slow down man-made global warming, which we just a few paragraphs said didn't exist. But never mind the cognitive dissonance in the Western media. It's great to see that this is breaking through at all the narrative of Western media. And I guess this does come out of China, but it's still, you can tell, sort of filtered in the international media lens. So actually, China breaking the embargo on climate truth here and actually indicating that we're entering a cooling phase. That is, of course, why they are preparing there and why we should all be preparing. Let's talk about the food shortages. In the UK, cauliflower, sprouts, cabbages in short supply due to extreme weather conditions. The situation was described as very concerning. June saw record amounts of rainfall, even 6 inches per week, which resulted in flooded and damaged crops, leading to a short supply. Crops can withstand some variation, but not like this. And I did want to give them credit for mentioning the beast from the east down here, because they're talking about extreme temperatures. But of course, the beast from the east was extreme colds. So thanks for not just overriding that with global warming, like The Guardian usually does. I also wanted to call out this part. Ordinarily, other parts of Europe could make up the shortfall in the UK. But because we've been experiencing other extreme temperatures, we're hosed. So again, these crop losses are spreading. They're happening across the globe. And at some point, you won't be able to go out to the market and just replace them at any price. There are signs of systemic stress also for agriculture around these seed shortages. So farmers are now being advised, this is from farmweeknow.com, to order their seed for cover crops right now because of a tight supply and a high demand, which, of course, thanks economics, means steep prices. So reading from down here, they actually use the same term that I did. This is called a perfect storm for crop production. After the difficult winter and then the flooding, farmers have been scrambling for cover crop seed, even before normal. The prevented plant acres are, quote, unreal, and that's why farmers with these acres are gobbling up the oats and cereal rye grain. So that's why there's going to be a shortage of seeds even, not just food. So these are, like I said, these are signs of the extent to which these changes in climate and these storms and these crop losses are causing systemic stress to modern agriculture. We also saw, these are the numbers from the USDA, a record 19.2 million acres of prevent plant. And then later in this report, actually, we also see that Wisconsin lost 10% of their dairy farms last year, year over year, 9% decline. So this is just gives you, you know, we've heard that farmer bankruptcies are off the charts right now, but this gives you sort of a quantitative window into just how quickly a tenth of the farms, 10%, falling off of the map in Wisconsin. And let's talk about the USD numbers, because that's really the big news. That is literally the bombshell right now, because the USDA has played their card. We've now seen that they are opting to lie. But before I take that apart, what actually happened here was that the USDA announced, and the first of all, they announced different numbers than the FSA, which already causes some confusion, but their prevented planet acres were over 19 million, which is not only a record, it is literally five times the average for prevented planting. So this is a catastrophic year. It's not even fair to call it record. It's five times the previous record bad. Off the charts, horrible season. Okay. I just want to make that very clear. When the USDA came out with this report, which said it knocked another million acres off of the plantings, but it actually said we're going to get a great yield this year on what we did get in. Now, there are a number of reasons that that's ridiculous, but nonetheless, that had the effect of knocking the heck out of corn on the futures market. We see here from Barron's, corn futures dropped down. They were stopped at the limit down on Monday, which meant down 6%, and they continued falling on Tuesday. So they took a beating, a tremendous drop in the price of corn. This was an emotional week for a lot of farmers, and a lot of producers were very upset about what's going on, both people who take the USDA at their word, who trust them, and then, of course, people who don't are understandably upset at this report. And as a lot of the analysts indicated, there were a lot of questions that are created by what it is they're doing and why. We can take apart a few of these things. One of those questions was just how there could be 110 acres of corn intended to be planting, which is what you get if you take the, you know, the 12 million prevented plant corn plus the 90 that were planted. That, it turns out, can be explained because there is some fuzzy math in the way that you calculate how much prevented plant you can file for. So that's not altogether a surprise. But again, like I said to me, and I think to most people, the real surprise is that the USDA suddenly believes we're going to get terrific yields out of those $90 million that we did plant. Now, I take issue with this for a number of reasons, not the least of which is a lot of that corn was in terrible shape, but some of it was in great shape, right? We had seen, though, this report only a couple weeks ago from the USDA, which indicated that the corn was way behind, 4, 5, even 6 weeks behind previous seasons where it should be right now. So even cornfields that look beautiful are so far behind that it's not going to matter when we get a frost here in late September, which is what I want to talk about now. I think just the shrinking of the grand solar minimum induced cause, you know, changes is going to give us an earlier than normal freeze. But Sean Hackett, whose name you may remember because it was he who was calling for, you know, the localized food scarcity and food shortages, and we're going to need to come up with new ways of growing your own food. Well, he's now advising that there are signs of a mid to late September freeze, a frost event in mid-September, which clearly would fall when we've only gotten not even 60% of that corn mature. And anywhere in here is going to be highly problematic. That would only be 10 to 20% harvested. So if we have this kind of a frost in this window in here, this is going to be really, it will put the punctuation on what is just an awful season. 2019 is a terrible, catastrophic season. And it will be at that point that you can finally ignore the USDA's numbers because they won't be able to lie or cover that up once this crop is dead and didn't get harvested. Until then, they can keep giving this lip service. And that's why the market has been literally, you know, I've covered this, has been saying it doesn't really matter what they say. They don't know what we're going to harvest. They're only talking about plantings, and even there it's fuzzy numbers, so just ignore the USDA. But here's why we can't ignore the USDA. Okay, so I just talked about I think we're going to have an early frost, and that will kill off this extremely late crops, the ones that we barely got in the water by June, in the ground by June, through the water in some cases, just to be able to plant something. In some cases, just to be able to plant something so that you could get your insurance payments. So all of those were terrible quality crops. We're going to have an early frost. I think that speaks to we're going to have bad yields this year, regardless of what the USDA says. The second component to this is not the food, but the farmers. How does this affect the farmers? When the USDA says that we're going to have terrific yields, that drives down, as we saw, limit down, the price of corn. When the price of corn is low, the insurance payment that these farmers get for prevented plant is a function of that price. So this materially hurts a lot of farmers out there. This is a kick in the butt to a lot of them. And that's why they feel, that's why this is an emotional, difficult week, because they're watching their operations, you know, falter given the flooding, and now they're seeing they're not even going to get appropriately compensated for that. So emotions are running high right now. There's a second part of this, and that is all absolutely objectively the way it is. We can continue into high octane speculation territory. I've heard now from a couple producers who work with farm management companies, and if you do, if you work with Halderman's or Hertz or Northwest, I'd really like to please reach out to me, Christian@iceagefarmer.com. I've been hearing that they've been systematically issuing low appraisal farm valuations this year. And what that means is that come the end of this year, these farmers who just didn't get the prevented planting payments they were hoping because of this USDA report, so they're low on cash, their farmland appraisals are coming in low, so the bank's going to go to them and say, hey, you're undersecured, we need you to pay up, but they're low on cash. And a lot of people are speculating that this could be part of what we know is a large attack on farmers and ranchers and on our ability to grow our own food. But specifically, this would take the form of a land grab, right? Banks working together to go and get this valuable land out of private farmers' hands. There are some signs, like the fact that the big Wall Street banks started pulling loans away from farmers in about 2008. They peaked their lending. So they're calling in the loans already. And as farmers are having this horrific season and not getting compensated appropriately for it because of the USDA is lying, then it will be possible. All of this will enable what would be a terrific land grab and a remarkable blow to the nation's independent farmers and ranchers. Again, some of this is high octane speculation, but I put it out there because it's a conversation that we need to have. And if you are working with some of those big farm managers or are a farmland appraiser or have any insight into this, I'd really like to hear from you. Again, iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. All right, folks, I think that is the update for the day. You know, just the numbers that we're seeing from the USDA about, oh, we're even going to have, you know, decent corn yields are completely inconsistent with the picture on the ground. You know, even this article describing one in 7 acres not planted in Ohio because of those heavy spring rains. And then to hear that we're going to have more corn produced, it's difficult. It's difficult. And so I understand how upset a lot of people are, and my heart and my prayers are going out to you all. But this is how it's going to look, right? As I said, the USDA has shown their hand. They're telegraphing their intentions not to help farmers and not to basically to stave off this crisis as long as possible. And so we have a few more months here, and then we'll get some really, you know, we'll see how that frost lands. We'll see how it goes. For now, start growing your own food. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for watching this analysis. Take care, folks.